That's what you'll see inside. You'll see it in the shackles of an enslaved child and in the hope of Harriet Tubman's gospel hymnal. You'll see it in the tragedy of Emmett Till's coffin and in the resilience of a lunch counter stool and the triumph of a Tuskegee airplane. You'll see it in the shadow of prison guard tower and in the defiance of Jesse Owens' cleats and the American pride of Colin Powell's uniform. All of that isn't simply the African-American story. It's part of the American story. And so it is entirely fitting that we tell this story on our National Mall, the same place we tell the stories of Washington and Jefferson and our independence, the story of Lincoln, who saved our Union, and the GIs who defended it, the story of King, who summoned us all toward the mountaintop. That's what we'll celebrate, not just this weekend, but in the years and generations ahead. A fuller account of our glorious American story. It's a chance to reflect on our past and set a course for the future. Because here in this country, all of us, no matter what our station in life, have the chance to pick up the pen and write our own chapter for our time. Thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend.